This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
Next time you find yourself using a rideshare, make it more interesting. Ask the driver to put on 90.7 FM WGXC Acra Radio for open ears.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences in both Rhinebeck and Saugerties. This month, playing Jane Austen Wrecked My Life, The Phoenician Scheme, Materialists, and Sister Midnight, and a lineup of special programming from Upstate Films Art House and Revival House series. Information about screenings and special guests at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Jessica of Catskill, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
We are having a little technical difficulties here. Are we on air here?
Can you hear yourself?
I think so. Trying to play the song. It's Helter Skelter. Let's see. Now we got it, folks.
To the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you, don't you want me to love you? I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. But
Okay, so that's Helter Skelter by the Beatles. I cut it short a little bit there because, well, it's a great song, but I screwed up. Okay, so this is WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM, and we're broadcasting from the new mixing board. I think it's called a mixing board, isn't that right?
It is, and it's beautiful.
I hear that it's by a new maker of these kind of things, a better maker. That's what... Jen told me. So, but it doesn't even have a logo on it, which I prefer. This is the Pledge Drive edition, part two of the Capital District Democratic Socialist Good Time Hour. I am your co-host, Bill. I am only here from 6 to 7, and I've already screwed up, but there you go. So,
it's the Capital District DSA way, Bill.
Yeah, that's true. Let's not be purists and perfectionists.
Exactly.
Okay, so the slogan for this pledge drive, well, I guess we should say that the slogan for WGXC in general is Radio for Open Ears. I put in the suggestion box that the slogan for WGXC ought to be the home of rock and roll, but that seems to be taken.
It's taken, and it's also not that true. It's home to so much more than that. I guess it could be the home to rock and roll, the home to ambient, the home to noise. The home to bird sounds,
mm-hmm.
The home to pop.
Okay. Well, my intention for this hour is for this to be the Airbnb of rock and roll, just for an hour or so.
Ew.
Okay, short-term rental? Ew. Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Wait, but why?
Because it's only an hour.
Oh.
You know.
Okay, I see.
All right.
What about just a rental?
Okay. 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 And I am here with my co-host. I'm taking over from her show, Casey, who is responsible for the slogan, Ripples Make Waves. So I would like everyone who's listening to, of course, donate to WGXC. Here is how to do it. You can call 518-622-2598. And go to extension 2, and you can say that you are going to make a one-time donation or that you want to have a regular monthly donation, which is what I do. Or you can go to wgxc.org/donate, or you could even send a check in to P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. Again, these donations can be one-time, or you can arrange to do these things. You can do these things monthly. I guess if you otherwise want to talk to WGXC, you call that same number, 518-622-2598, extension 3. And if you want to give some feedback to the station, let's say that you want to say, what is that guy, Bill? He just doesn't learn how to work the technology. He's such a dope. You do that same number, 518-622-2598, and you hit extension 4.
Oh, my God. How fun would it have been if I left and then I called in?
That would be fun.
But I called in as a prank caller.
But you know that I want I want the WGXC, our show on WGXC, the Capital District Democratic Socialist Good Time Hour, to end up being a kind of lefty radio version of Crank Yankers.
I didn't know that, actually.
That's a secret I've been keeping from you.
Okay, interesting. I mean, I'm not opposed to it.
Okay.
Maybe for the next pledge drive.
Okay. We'll call up Justin Driscoll, the head of NYPA.
Oh.
A Republican that...
Or DiNapoli.
Yes.
Fun.
That would be fun.
We got options.
Yep.
Cuomo.
Oh, my God. So, okay. So, apropos of nothing, well, except that the fact that there's rhyme involved, The ripples make waves. But you know what also makes waves? Nipples. Now, during the pandemic, I didn't know this. I did not know this. I did not know this until today, right? I didn't know this until today when I spoke to some friends of mine at work, Nora and Karen and Jessica. And they made me hip that of Andrew Cuomo's very, very prominent nipples.
Yeah, he's got big old
I did not
diamonds.
Know. Somehow I missed that. And that's the kind of thing
he's
that
smuggling
I am polarized
raisins.
For. They thought that he had, like nipple rings and things like that.
Yeah, I cannot believe you missed this discourse.
I can't believe it either.
So fun,
but of course, things never disappear on the internet.
No,
they ran up a picture of him giving his briefing with these crazy nipples.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I mean, we are not here to body shame. In fact, I hope he does have nipple rings because I think that would be really that, fun piece of lore.
That would be
but
actually,
if he doesn't,
that would make him
that's
cooler.
Okay. Exactly. If but he does, if he just has prominent nipples, that's cool too. We don't judge him by his nipples. We judge him by his character, which is awful.
Oh my God. So I'm very happy that I'm ecstatic that Zorhan won. But and I was listening to Cuomo's concession speech last night, and it just seemed, even though it was absolutely a perfect concession speech, it seemed so sinister. I think that Zorhan has
Zorhan.
To make
Zorhan.
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 Yeah.
You don't pronounce the H at all.
No.
Okay. I think that he should prepare his own food for the next 4 months, four-something months. I think that Cuomo is such a sinister character.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they all are in the upper echelons of the Democratic establishment.
But especially these Nepo babies.
Yeah.
They really feel that they have divine right.
Not anymore, baby.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, how exciting, how cool. 33.
It's wonderful. It is wonderful. Yes. I was not nearly something like that when I was 33.
No, what? Back in 1842.
Thank you. Thank you, Casey. Back in 1842. Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Bill's really not that old.
I
just like to make fun of him because he's
a
boomer.
I'm going to play a song. Let's get set up for it here. Wow, Hendrix, Power to Love, also known Power of Soul. I don't hear that kind of heavy stuff enough on the radio. Okay, if you enjoyed that, that's not something you're going to hear on Top 40 radio. It's too long, and you're only going to hear it from people like me on WGXC. So please donate to WGXC. Go to WGXC.org, donate. This is Ripples Make Waves. Not nipples, ripples.
Both do, clearly, though.
Mm-hmm. Different types of waves. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit more about Zoran. Zoran.
Zoran.
Zoran.
Yes.
So the H is silent.
Yep. Zoran Mamdani.
Oh, well, that's, I got the Mamdani.
Cool.
But
Zoran.
But Cuomo didn't have the Mamdani. That's
no,
terrible.
I mean, none of them did. I feel like none of them actually paid attention to him, or they like intentionally don't learn it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a power thing.
Yeah. I think that's absolutely the case.
It was the same thing with Kamala. Like uh-huh. the amount of people calling her Kamala or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like that's not her name. Just it's not mm-hmm. difficult to learn. And like I don't like her, but give people like
your
respect that
yes.
you expect, and that means, you know, at least call them by their name, you know?
Call them by what they like to call themselves. You can pronounce your own name, and that's your
pronounce
authority.
Your own name, you can pronounce your own pronouns.
That's right.
No one...
That's right.
Well, actually, a lot of people care, but they shouldn't. Just
mm-hmm.
have a little respect. Not that hard. Anyway, getting off my soapbox.
Okay. So... Not only are we doing this part two of our radio show for the pledge drive, but in very short order, we're going to have our own radio show, the hour-long radio show on the first Tuesday of every month.
I know. Is that next week?
It is on July 1st.
Which is next week.
Which is next Tuesday.
Okay, that's...
See you next Tuesday.
That's really good.
Terrible.
Good to know.
And we're going to have a special guest.
We are. I'm really excited.
Pre-recorded.
It was a great interview. I won't lie to you, Bill. I had forgotten about the interview. And then remembered when Google Calendar was like, you have a meeting right now. And I was like, crap. So I jumped on and
uh-huh.
my interview questions were not prepared.
Oh, I because I said, you know, it's... We're interviewing, we have interviewed and recorded an interview with the president of Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood, Shelley Hegan. That's going to be broadcast on July 1st.
She's so cool.
She is
Please
cool.
tune in. She's so brilliant. Definitely worth a listen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not available, you know, find it online. You can go to the Wave Farm app. You can find
mm-hmm.
live music or the live shows and previously recorded, plus a plethora of other things.
I think it's all our, I think the website for WGXC is actually a really, really good one.
Really good, really intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they're doing up at Wave Farm.
So let's see. Again, ripples make waves. So if you want such a unique institution like WGXC to continue, especially in these times where federal funding for any kind of arts... Unless, of course, it's going to be arts that support the present Republican regime. Of course, they're going to get plenty of money, I'm sure.
Do you know what's funny? You know how Trump is now, what is he, the president of the Kennedy Center? Is that his official title?
Mm-hmm.
They staged Les Mis, who Trump loves, apparently. And I'm like, you are
That's
entirely
so weird.
Missing the point, sir. But... Narcissists do as narcissists do,
uh-huh.
I suppose.
Uh-huh. Wow. So he's a fan of Les Mis?
He's a fan of theater. The man is camp.
Huh. Well, that brings us to another song.
I didn't even mean to set this
up. You gave me a terrific segue. So this is a song all about foreign policy. You ready for it?
I am. I'm guessing in my head what it's going to be.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Let me get too close to the mic. Oh, really?
Oh, really?
And
you never turned it off.
Here we go.
When I was a boy, world was better spot. What was so was so. What was not was not. Now I am a man. World have changed a lot. Something's nearly so. Others nearly not. There are times I almost think I am not sure of what I absolutely know. Very often find confusion in conclusion I concluded long ago. In my head are many facts that as a student I have studied to procure. In my head are many facts of which I wish I was more certain. I was sure. Is a puzzlement. Shall I join with other nations in alliance? If allies are weak, am I not best alone? If allies are strong with power to protect me, might they not protect me out of all I own? Is a danger to be trusting one another? One will seldom want to do what other wishes. But unless someday somebody trusts somebody, there'll be nothing left on earth excepting fishes. There are times I almost think nobody's sure of what he absolutely knows. Everybody find confusion in conclusion he concluded long ago. And it puzzled me to learn that though a man may be in doubt of what he knows, very quickly will he fight, he'll fight to prove that what he does not know is so. Oh, oh, sometimes I think that people going mad. Oh, oh, sometimes I think that people not so bad. But no matter what I think, I must go living life. As leader of my kingdom, I must go forth. Be father to my children and husband to each wife, etc., etc., and so forth. If my Lord in heaven, Buddha, show the way, every day I try to live another day. If my Lord in heaven, Buddha, show the way, every day I do my best for one more day. What is a puzzlement?
All right. So that was Yul Brynner from The King and I. And that's one of my favorite songs from The King and I. However, The King and I has this terrific, terrific little segment in it where it's kind of like a play within, it's kind of like a play within a play. It's where the character that Yul Brynner plays as the King of Siam is putting on a dinner for envoys of the United States. And they do a theatrical version in the movie of Little House of Uncle Tom, Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Oh,
it's phenomenal.
I'll have to go. This is the film?
Yes.
All right.
And also the play as well.
Oh, okay. I've never seen either.
I think it's time for a. I think it's time for a revival of that.
Sure. Yeah. We need some. Well. Yeah. They do like one like classic musical, a season. I feel.
Mm-hmm.
This year was Camelot.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, could be The King and I. Yeah. We'll see what they do.
Yeah. Robert Goulet.
R.I.P.
Hmm.
Is he on this side of the living?
I can't remember. But he's most famous. Well, not most famous, but he said something terrific. He said, "You know, when you're young, you play Lancelot. And when you get older, you play Arthur. And then in the end, you play Pelennor.
That's fun.
You know. So, all right. So, back to the whole idea of raising money for WGXC in these rather very stingy times. Even though there's plenty of money around, it just happens to be in the pockets of all the rich people. Why is WGXC so very awesome? Because it gives know-nothings like me the opportunity to get on the radio.
You're not a know-nothing. You know a couple things.
Well, I don't know anything about radio.
No.
And I still don't know how radio works. It's still magical.
It is very magical, isn't it?
They say that you can make... I don't understand the whole thing
radio
about...
Radio waves. Ripples make radio waves.
But I don't understand how you can... How it can carry information. It's just... I don't get it.
That's not for us to know. We are the know-nothings here, yeah.
Yeah. A little bit, even though we're very happy for Zoran Mandami, I'm rather sad that Tom DiPietro did not get reelected as the Hudson Common Council Democratic nominee.
I'm absolutely bummed. Like, that is bad. It's bad for our organizing, I think. Mm-hmm. My opinion alone, but we made a really grave mistake in not helping with his campaign as the Capital District DSA.
I agree.
I can understand why people didn't want to.
Disclaimer, first of all, anything that we say on this show is only our own opinions,
yep.
Not that of WGXC and not of the Capital District Democratic Socialists or the DSA in general. It's just our opinions.
Yes, indeed. And this is... Mm-hmm. Our shared opinion, so it seems.
There was never a progressive resolution that I couldn't put in front of Tom that wouldn't get his ear,
yeah.
And he would support it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Hudson, not to call you out, but we as people of the Hudson Valley have some serious work to do. I mean...
We could call those people in Hudson out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think this last yesterday just showed that, like, ripples really do make waves. And if you're not willing
to
you know, do the organizing and get on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and get out and vote and support the people who make those waves, then, you know, we're just going to be in a big old cesspool.
I went around Hudson over the weekend, and I distributed some literature for Tom and knocked on a couple of doors. He was endorsed by the Working Families Party. He was endorsed by For the Many. He was endorsed by the SEIU, the Service Employees International Union. He was in favor of good cause eviction. And the person who was elected as the Democratic nominee, from what I can see in attending those meetings, for, let's say, good cause eviction, she's a real friend to landlords.
She is in my opinion alone, a Republican in a blue jacket.
So many.
Yeah.
So many Democrats are that way.
Not representative of Hudson, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Kathy Hochul. She comes to power as a Democrat. She had every opportunity to get... You just say, all right, Justin Driscoll, you're fired, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, he's a Republican. I'm sure he voted for Trump.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's the head of NYPA, and because he's the president of NYPA... He's also on the board of NYSERDA, the New York State Energy Research Development Authority. Do you think that he's in favor of a takeover of Central Hudson? Of course not.
No, absolutely not. Sorry, I'm just pulling up.
We really have to get our... We have to really consolidate the people that are on our side and get rid of people who are phonies.
Yeah, Claire did not win either, correct? Is that true, Claire Cousin?
I did not look that up. I will have
I'm
to
looking
look
now,
up.
I'm pretty sure she did not. The only, for the many backed person who won was Lola Roberts, who she's really lovely. But yeah, it was an L for Hudson yesterday, and I think that it just, you know, I said highs and lows, and we saw a really big high in New York, and I think we need to take that energy and bring it upstate and bring it to our communities and, you know, do the everyday work. Like, Zoran didn't walk into this position. He's been organizing for many, many, many years.
Oh, yeah. Of course, the pundits always say he came from nowhere.
Yeah, he came from a background of organizing for the working class, became an elected in 2021.
You know what was a panic? Was that Cuomo was criticizing him, saying that he is in his position by virtue of his family.
I didn't know,
like,
he said
what
that.
A piece. What? How blind can
that's
one?
Fun.
That is so hilarious.
That's fun. Yeah. Anyway, ripples.
That's right. So go to W. So I think people, when they donate, they're going to most easily online. So go to WGXC.org/donate and let's play another song.
Yeah. And in my opinion, donate monthly.
If God is a woman, the devil is too. Better get down on your knees. I'm gonna pray for you, pray for you. Get down on your knees, pray for you. Heaven and hell have no fury. Better watch what you do. I'm gonna pray for you. Blessed be my haters, I love to hear them talk. I make waves like an alligator, walk on water through the swamp. I'm gonna walk on water. If God is a woman, the devil is too. Better get down. That fruit off the vine. They say I'm problematic as I turn water into wine, into wine. I'm gonna drink that wine. If God is a woman, the devil is too. Better get down on your knees. I'm gonna pray for you. Pray for you.
is too. Better get down on your knees. I'm gonna pray for you, pray for you.
Okay, so that's one of my favorite bands. What's their name?
Larkin Poe.
Larkin Poe. And they are one of, there are so many phenomenal women rock musicians out there. It is just
terrific. She has a beautiful
voice,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, and she does, yeah. So I have a fundraising idea for WGXC.
Let's hear it.
I think that I think I've said this before, WGXC ought to have a contest for an animal mascot. Because so many radio stations, I think it must be an FCC rule, have to have some kind of animal mascot.
Possum.
You like possum? Marsupials?
The
Native American marsupial?
Yep.
I like that too. I always find it very distressing when I see dead possums on the side of the road.
It breaks my heart. Yeah. And we have a wood, like a pile of wood at my house, stacked mm-hmm. wood for our fireplace in the winter, and the possums love it. They climb all over it, mm-hmm. and I love them. They eat our ticks. They're adorable.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they love ticks. They're great to have around.
Mm-hmm. I have a theory.
Okay.
I have a theory that the reason why ticks are so out of control is because our skies are no longer darkened by passenger pigeons. Passenger pigeons ate a lot of insects, and they ate a lot of what they call mast, which is like nuts and things like that. I'm making an inference there.
Yes. I mean, probably not. Okay. I feel like passenger...
So shoot me down.
Well, I feel like the pigeons were like pretty localized.
Passenger pigeons?
Yeah.
They used to, in their migrations, darken the skies.
Wow.
That's how numerous they were.
Beautiful animals.
Mm. The last one died in captivity in like 1920 all by herself.
Oh my God, that's heartbreaking.
That
1920?
Yeah. That was the last passenger pigeon, something like that. She died in some kind of like zoo somewhere.
Oh. I think, and okay, I'm going to preface this by saying I have no idea if this is true.
Okay.
Somebody told me that New York State is allowing like open season on coyotes, but coyotes are one of the natural predators of deer,
mm-hmm.
and deer carry a lot of, they're an amazing mm-hmm. host for ticks. Mm-hmm. And I feel like somehow I mean, obviously ticks are everywhere. It's not just a New York thing, but I do feel like there are a lot more deer this year. I did just hit one, so I'm a little salty with my car. Not with my person. I would hit a deer right now, though.
You go out deer boxing.
I would. But they don't have as many of their natural predators, so they're just everywhere. Like, I don't know.
The DEC is promoting that we have more, an explosion of ticks this year.
Yeah. I was watering my garden mm-hmm. today, just like standing, and it's mulched. I watched ticks crawl up my shoe.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I haven't gone on a hike this year because I'm kind of terrified. And my dog, she's brown. She's very fluffy. She's a pain in the butt to check for ticks. And I'm like, I don't want to bring her out. Like, I let her out of my backyard that's fenced in. But I don't want her near wood piles or leaves because I'm like, I can't catch that thing. You're probably going to be riddled in them.
Let's bring it back to politics. I think any candidate for governor would do well by saying, you know what I'm going to do? As the first thing I'm going to do when I get it, one of the first things I'm going to do, I'm going to gather people who know what they're doing as far as vaccines for ticks and controlling ticks, and I'm going to throw money at them.
I did get an email in 2020, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I remember very specifically because it was right around the time, or maybe 2021. It was right around the time that I got my first COVID shot, but I got an email about a trial for a vaccine for Lyme's.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, but
which
now
is only one of the
diseases.
I was
going to say now there's so many more. But I mean, that was heartening. And I asked my vet once, because I was like, why do dogs and cats have flea and tick medicine, but humans don't?
What was his reply to that?
Her reply.
I'm sorry. All right.
All right, Boomer Bill.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to misgender her. Her reply was that dogs and cats have shorter lifespans and the medicine is like not good for you long term, and it's like fine for a 15 to 20 year lifespan, but it's not for a human lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
So like the stuff is toxic, that's for sure. I don't give my pets their flea and tick in the winter, and I don't know if
I don't do that either. Come once it starts to get colder, I drop it for them.
Cause... Although, I mean, it's not getting that cold anymore. Mm-hmm. And it was really cold this winter for a little while, and I was hoping that would maybe kill the deer because it was cold longer, but not the deer, the ticks, but was not to be. Climate change, am I right?
The problem, you know, the thing is that when you, I mean, look at AIDS. How much progress in science and biology came from saying, let's find a cure.
Didn't they just cut funding as well?
It did a service to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, they've saved countless, like literally countless lives for a disease that killed millions.
But it put us on such a higher footing biologically, just understanding.
And that research led to better...
Yes.
Yeah. But that's woke, Bill.
No. Yeah.
Go back to sleep.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my, like, when people are like,
you call me
that's
a
woke.
Boomer and then I'm woke. I'm sorry.
The duality of man.
That was my Phyllis Diller laugh.
That's fun.
I beg your pardon. All right. Let's play another song. Let's see, how much time do we have left in our show here? We got about 6:47.
13 minutes.
All right. All right. I'm going to play a very dirty Prince song that is just a terrific Prince song. Goes to show you that anything can be the subject of a song, but it's not done by Prince. It's written by Prince, but given to Jill Jones. 1 second.
Frustration. I'm looking
Okay, we're back. So, a very interesting thing happened to me yesterday.
On the way to the forum?
No. Mm. That would be nice. Though I think that in this weather, togas would be pretty good.
Mm. Yeah, 100%.
No. I was looking at New York One for coverage of Zorin's election, mm-hmm. or the primary. And, of course, part of the news on New York One, which repeats a lot, is the weather. You know, every 10 minutes or so, they give you the weather on New York One.
That's nice, though, because not everybody is tuned in all the time. I feel like it's big for, like, mm-hmm. cab drivers and stuff mm-hmm. to pop in and out.
So part of the that coverage is the obligatory talking to someone during heat wave, at least, talking to someone from Con Ed to say how to reduce electricity. So they went to this guy at Con Ed, and he was wearing, of course, this polo shirt with a Con Ed logo on it, promotional. And he said that, you know, everybody's got to reduce their electricity usage. You know, you should keep your air conditioner as high as you can. You'll be comfortable. If you can use a fan instead of an air conditioner. And don't use your appliances. Don't use your dishwasher. Don't use your washer dryer. Don't use your electric guitar.
Electric guitar?
That's what he said.
How much energy? What,
first of all, that is either the squarest thing I've ever heard. Right?
Truly.
From, you know.
That's so silly. Just turn off one billboard in Times Square.
Yeah, but why go out after electric guitars?
Yeah, that's... I'm curious to know, like, what the pull is for electric guitars. Like, what... How much wattage?
I don't know. I usually... I'm heavier... I like my electric guitar, but I'm more an acoustic guy. But I just thought, why... How did that get on your radar, you know?
He probably has a kid who's...
That's right.
Learning guitar.
That might be so.
I had a child who was learning electric guitar,
mm-hmm.
playing a lot badly, I might take advantage of
You gotta play
heat
badly
wave.
First.
Oh, you gotta play bad to play good, for yeah. sure. But might be like, hey,
that's it.
You gotta turn the amp off, the power. You know, it's an advantageous move, I would say.
I mean, was he trying to...
A square is a square, though.
Was it? I can't figure. It's the light. I was actually entertained, and I was looking and look. I said, "Did I hear it right? Did he actually say, you know, don't play like go acoustic, save electricity, go acoustic, or else we'll have blackouts?"
What about the DJs? Think of the DJs. They can't go acoustic.
That's right. That's right. That's right. All right.
We can't go acoustic here. Acoustic radio.
That's right. We just have
screaming out front.
Just bullhorns and stuff like that. Yeah, which are still electric.
Sure.
That's right. You can't have acoustic radio. All right. Let's play another song. Wait. Before we play another song, let's do another shout out for donations to WGXC. All right. Ripples make waves. Anything that you can give would be terrific for WGXC, especially in these times where... like the NEA, the National Education Association. What's the
arts funding?
National.
No acronyms.
Okay, where first of all, arts funding in the United States is so meager, mm-hmm. and they even want to cut that. They have cut that. So, please go to WGXC.org/donate and either give us one small donation or one big donation or give a recurring monthly donation. That may also be done by calling 518-622-2598 extension 2 or by sending a check to P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York 12405 if you're a boomer like me. All right. Yeah. Okay, so let's find a song. It is now, I guess it's time for an outro song.
The best boomer out there, Bill.
Thank you. Let's find the proper song to do an outro here. Casey, do you want it to be Rocky or do you want it to be show tune?
You know the answer to that. But show tune. Yeah.
I got the show tune for you. Another illustration that you can make a song about anything.
This is A Little Priest. From Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, by the great Stephen Sondheim. Goodbye. No, you muted the...
Out there.
What, Mr. Todd? What, Mr. Todd? What is that sound?
Those crunching noises pervading the air.
Yes, Mr. Todd, yes, Mr. Todd, yes, all around.
It's man devouring man, my dear. And who are we to deny? These are desperate times, Mrs. Lovett, and desperate measures must be taken.
Here we are now, hot out of the oven.
What is that?
It's priest. Have a little priest.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh, so it's pretty fresh.
Awful lot of fat.
Only where it's at.
Haven't you got poet or something like that?
No, you see, the trouble with poet is how do you know it's deceased? Try the priest.
Heavenly. Not as hearty as bishop, perhaps, but then not as bland as curate, either.
Good for business, too. Always leaves you wanting more. Trouble is, we only get it on Sundays. Lawyer's rather nice.